From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We will not negotiate with Muammar Gaddafi. That was the message today from Libya's Provisional National Council. It came in response to what it called an offer by the Libyan leader to discuss his departure. Council members insist that Gaddafi must step down before talks begin.
In the meantime, violence raged both east and west of Tripoli. To the west, in Zawiya, Gaddafi loyalists hammered away at rebel positions. And in the east, stalemate, as government warplanes continued to attack the port city of Ras Lanuf. NPR's Peter Kenyon was in Ras Lanuf today. He has this report.
Rebel fighters massed at a checkpoint near Ras Lanuf's oil facility cheered as word spread that Gaddafi may want to negotiate. But in Benghazi, a spokesman for the rebels' provisional government, Abdul Hafiz Goga, said there was no question of negotiating while Gaddafi remains in power and no promise of immunity from prosecution.
The National Council never proposed anything to the regime, no guarantees of immunity whatsoever.
Libyan state TV also broadcast denials of any negotiations with the ad hoc rebel force that pushed westward through the oil ports of Brega and Ras Lanuf before their momentum was halted by heavy artillery and fighter jets. The standoff continued at Ras Lanuf today. As a plane circled overhead, the cry went up for fighters to man their anti-aircraft guns. This plane circled and left without attacking, but a few hours later, witnesses said a strike damaged a civilian house in the town. Much of Ras Lanuf has been evacuated, and there were no reports of casualties. Many of the young fighters want to resume the march westward into pro-Gaddafi territory, but there is no attempt to hide their relative lack of firepower, skill, and organization. When asked who was in charge, some pointed to the sky and said God. At a gas station in the nearby village of Alogail, possibly the last foreign worker from Ras Lanuf's oil terminal, sat on the curb next to a bulging green suitcase. 50-year-old Pakistani Mohammad Riaz said he was trapped in the town for nearly 2 weeks until a friendly rebel fighter brought him this far, still hundreds of miles from help in getting out of the country. He doubts he'll be looking for more work in the Middle East.
I don't think after what's been going on here, anybody will come back.
Farther east, at the hospital in Ajdabiya, one of the wounded from an earlier battle pulled up his shirt to reveal two bullet wounds, one inches above his heart, the other inches to the side. When told he was a lucky man, he smiled and shook his head.
Not really. After 41 years of being ruled by Gaddafi, we realized we're not that lucky.
In government-controlled western Libya, an enclave of rebels trapped in the city of Zawiya came under attack again, as fears rose that their supplies could soon run short. European leaders began a new push for UN-approved no-fly zone over Libya, but fears are growing here that world leaders will only act after more lives are lost. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.